on your way. You going to the top. You the next Lenny Bruce, man. It's crazy.
It's sports news skewered. The sports kebab.
All right, Jared Carlin, I have to give him credit. He's been rolling hot with the sports kebab. I think you've had three outstanding weeks in a row. Am I wrong about that?
I can never tell.
I was here for, I think, the last sports kebab. Wasn't I here last Friday for the sports kebab?
No, the week before.
Has it been 2 weeks already?
Time flies when you're on this show.
Time flies.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, right. So this is my second kebab.
This is your second, and we'll start there because I have to point out it's always different with the sports kebab when Vince is not here, but it is great to have NBA champion Scott Williams filling in. Scott, you have been on some legendary teams, right? Played with some all-time great players. For anyone who doesn't know,
I'm getting nervous.
No, it's not. Well, people don't know about your career. For anyone who doesn't know, Scott was once teammates with both Larsa Pippen's ex-husband and her ex-boyfriend's dad.
Oh, my God. Never heard it put that way before.
That must have been cool.
It's very...
must have been cool.
But it's fun to have Scott Williams here, though. He gives the show a different feel. Because in many ways, Scott, you are the exact opposite of Vince, right? Vinny is an average-size, white broadcaster with a full head of hair. Scott is a super tall, bald former athlete. Another great example of them being complete opposites. Scott occasionally feels joy. unlike Vince. But Scott, you are...
I don't know anybody named Joy. What are you talking about?
Wait a minute.
She broke your heart in high school.
Yeah, after Gina. But Scott, you're very tall. You must be the tallest person I've ever met in person, I think. In fact, Scott is so tall.
How tall is he?
Scott is so tall. Earlier this week, Scott walked outside and dozens of us put on special glasses to watch him block out the sun.
You're killing me!
How about the eclipse earlier this week? Did you guys take part in the eclipse? Did you watch that?
Apparently I did.
Yeah, well. No, it was really cool, though, and it captured the imagination of people across the country, including sports figures. LeBron James called it an amazing sight. Patrick Mahomes called it an astrological wonder. Aaron Rodgers called it a liberal hoax.
I like really that.
It was cool, though, to see athletes react so giddily to the eclipse. They posted pictures, videos, live streams. In fact, the only athlete I saw who didn't enjoy the solar eclipse was Shohei Ohtani, who got some bad info and bet $500,000 it was going to be a lunar eclipse.
bet the owner.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah,
it was quite a thing to watch live, though, to see the moon pass in front, and it got dark some places. I mean, I haven't seen a sun disappear that quickly since Gisele Bündchen took Tom Brady's kid with her to Costa Rica after the divorce. Let's face it, though. I thought here in Phoenix, actually, though, the eclipse was a little disappointing. We only got a partial eclipse, not a total eclipse. In fact, the only place in Phoenix this week to watch a sun completely disappear was at Footprint Center versus the Clippers. Yeah, crazy week for the Suns as they had back-to-backs versus the Clippers, and in the first game, they got blown out. In fact, at one point in the first quarter, they were down 35-4. That was the craziest event involving Clippers and a blowout since Dan Bickley's last haircut.
So everybody gets a little piece of
that. Yeah. No one is spared, Scott.
No.
Yeah, but, you know, the Suns, they bounced back the next day, and I really don't know what happened in that first quarter. You said you were there at the game, Scott.
I was there
by
the
Suns
bench.
They just got crushed. They got out-hustled. Some of the players were moving around slower than Tiger Woods playing his 24th hole today.
He's
dragging that leg.
Struggling.
Yeah, the Masters are in full swing. And now another big event this week was WrestleMania, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Are you a wrestling fan, Scott? Because I get killed on this show for being a wrestler.
No.
No, okay, well, it's just me then. And I know people hate it. They say it's fake. They say it's ridiculous. They say, how could a referee sit there and watch people cheat and get physical and do illegal moves and not do anything or say anything? Well, I say, have you watched the NBA since the All-Star break? Because, yeah, I don't know what's going on, but it feels like Adam Silver, the commissioner, changed the rules in the NBA. Have you seen Adam Silver, by the way?
I haven't seen him in a while.
Adam Silver, he looks like a misshapen pineapple gummy bear.
What?
He doesn't look like he should be an NBA commissioner, this Adam Silver. He looks like he should be in the afterlife waiting. He should be sitting next to Beetlejuice in an afterlife waiting room. Adam Silver.
Kind of does.
Odd-looking guy, right?
What does he look like?
Very strange-looking guy, dude.
He looks like you would find him on the bottle of a tequila bottle.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But back to the Suns, because thank goodness they bounced back the next night to beat the Clippers and got back on track. But looking at the final scores doesn't really do justice to what happened this week, right? I mean, saying the Suns went 1-1 in this stretch is like looking at yesterday's big news and saying famous Hertz rental car pitchman dies at 71.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. O.J. Simpson died yesterday, and there's, of course, a lot to say about him. But most will probably remember his 1994 murder accusation and everything that surrounded it. There were the interviews, the TV trial, and, of course, the car chase. Yeah, the glove.
The car chase.
White, yeah, my say what you will.
Sorry,
say what you will, Scott, but that was the most famous white Bronco since Ed McCaffrey.
There we go.
And to this day, people are still asking, where was OJ going in that white Bronco? Was he going to his house? Was he going to his mom's house? Was he trying to go across the border? Well, here's the real answer.
Yeah.
He was threatening to go where all people go when things get rough, scary, and unattainable at home. Salt Lake City.
Oh.
Yes. In conclusion, I have to address the rumors that the Coyotes may be moving to Salt Lake City. And despite what Scott Williams says, I feel that would be really... That would be really rough and sad for the fans, for the players, and for those involved with the franchise. Seriously, I really feel bad for all the people I'm friends with who work for the team, all the people I respect who work for the team, and Luke Lipinski.
And Luke Lipinski.
Yeah. Yeah. And to all my friends that keep texting me about the being heartless,
yes.
I apologize to all the Coyotes employees. Please stop texting me now.
Yes.
See, there are consequences, Scott.
Yeah, you'll be visited
by...
I'm
new to this radio thing.
It's fine.
I'm learning on the fly here. No emails either.
Scott, I'm glad that it's already Friday. You don't have to wake up early tomorrow because I have a feeling you'll be visited by three ghosts tonight while you sleep. So, anyway, that's a sports kebab. Thank you.
You just tend to piss people off.
Yeah, that's right.
Good job, Jarrett.
Thank you.
The sports kebab, you can get that every week. If you're not following Jarrett on Twitter, @Jarrett2Rs2TsGC.
That's right.